At least four subcontractors employing several hundred people at Barrick Gold's complex in Mali are laying off staff following a two-year dispute between the Canadian miner and the state, according to documents seen by Reuters and people familiar with the matter. Some of the subcontractors said they have not received any payments from Barrick for months. The layoffs indicate that the dispute between the world's number two gold producer and the West African nation is not expected to end anytime soon. Operations at Barrick's Loulo-Gounkoto complex, a major source of gold production for the Toronto-based company and the largest mining operation in Mali, have been suspended since January, after the government seized around 3 metric tons of gold stock from it, accusing the company of not fulfilling its tax obligations. Mali's government, which took power after coups in 2020 and 2021, and introduced a new mining code in 2023, had been blocking the company's gold exports since early November. Bort Longyear's local subsidiary, BLY Mali, said in a letter dated Friday that it was liquidating the company following the suspension of its contract with Barrick on January 25. It employed 98 people at the complex as of March, according to a document seen by Reuters. ADECI said in a letter dated Wednesday and seen by Reuters on Friday that it would suspend all personnel. It employed 68 people as of last month, according to the same internal document. A work placement firm representing ATC sent letters to employees notifying them that they were being laid off following the expiry of a 3-month temporary work stoppage.